What will Los Angeles look like in a decade, or in 20 years, or in 50 years? Will we continue the trend toward densification, growing up instead of out, or preserve that spread-out style that gave rise to the car culture? You'll soon get a chance to weigh in at the ballot box with myriad proposals that are sure to affect the region's growth. Among those is the city of Santa Monica's proposal that could perhaps chart the course for development in the region for years to come. And here now with a primer is KCRW's Frances Anderton. She's the host of Design and Architecture, and this is DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Santa Monica voters, as I mentioned, will see something called the Love Initiative. This is L-U-V-E, or Measure L-V, as it will be seen on the November ballot. What would that do?
Yes, well, Love, or Land Use Voter Empowerment, now called Measure LV, what it would do is it would cap most development in Santa Monica's downtown to a height of 32 feet as zoned for in the current code. Projects that exceed that height would require voter approval following any kind of city council negotiations. It's an initiative that on the face of it kind of makes sense because, frankly, downtown Santa Monica is going through a state of transition right now. It was a car accessed central business district. There's now more people living in downtown Santa Monica. It is being planned to be much more pedestrian friendly, much more cyclist friendly, much more friendly to users of the Expo Line. But there's a kind of friction as we go through this transition. There's also been a number of developments, three particularly that were sited on Ocean Avenue down by the sea, that really were quite large and really got people inflamed, that seem to have sort of kicked off this effort.
Well, this is about development. This is about traffic, obviously. Are there people who are against this measure, against this restriction? The developers, I would imagine, aren't so happy about this.
Oh, absolutely. There's a number of arguments against this. And one of the main arguments is Santa Monica is desperate for affordable housing. It's become extremely expensive. And the only way currently that you get affordable housing is through giving developers the right to build higher and make a percentage of that project into affordable. The Love folks say developers aren't meeting that. They're not providing much affordable housing. Plus, they say they've built in an exemption for 100% affordable projects in Love. Opponents say it's too expensive in Santa Monica for an affordable housing developer to build 100% affordable. That's one of the main arguments, is how do you keep economic diversity in Santa Monica?
I think of the city of Los Angeles, because this sounds so much like the anti-development measure in the city of L.A. This is a neighborhood integrity initiative that's going to be on the ballot as well, right?
Well,
and Los Angeles has 4 million people.
Yes, absolutely. And the two are connected. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation, which is supporting the neighborhood integrity initiative, has also given financial support to LV. Now, of course, real estate interests are giving support to oppose LV and to impose the neighborhood integrity initiative. What both of them are doing is trying to slow growth at the very time when the Southland is booming and sorely in need of housing. You know, we've got Mayor Garcetti saying we need 100,000 new housing units to meet all income levels. Right now, it's projected that 4 million people will be moving into the region in the next 20 years. It begs the question, where will people move to? So many neighbourhoods across the region are trying to restrict growth. But where do they expect the people that work in their neighborhoods to actually go and live? It's a real big problem right now. And the region's got to find a way of thinking constructively, not destructively about it.
And the decision is up to you. You. Not just you, Frances. You and me and the entire region of the Southland. It's on the ballot.
And to conclude with where you started, Steve, it's, do we want to be low and spreading out, or do we want to go up and oriented towards transit?
Will LA grow up or out is, I guess, what we're talking about here. Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, as always, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.